Recognizing constellations isn't difficult. Anyone can do it. With a little practice on a starry night, it's possible to identify the areas of the sky where the ancients imagined they saw figures of animals, people, and objects. The best known and most recognizable group of stars is the Big Dipper. The official constellation name, sanctioned by the International Astronomical Community, is Ursa Major, meaning the Great Bear. It's easy to imagine the Big Dipper drawn on the seven main stars of the constellation. Nearby is the small bear, Ursa Minor, also called the Little Dipper. The seven main stars of this constellation are not very bright, except for one, Polaris, the star marking the end of the handle. To locate it, first find the Big Dipper, then locate the two stars that make up the end of the bowl. Draw a straight line in between them, and extend the line about five times their distance between the stars, and you will find Polaris. By pure chance, Polaris is very close to the North Celestial Pole, the point in space where the north axis of the Earth points. For this reason, Polaris is nicknamed the North Star. It is therefore precisely at the point around which all the stars apparently revolve, due to the Earth's daily rotation. For this reason, only Polaris is stationary during the night. This is why Polaris has been used to find the direction north since ancient times. In the southern hemisphere, however, there is no bright star near the south celestial pole. This point can be located with some difficulty with the help of the Southern Cross, formed by four bright stars. The major axis, which joins two of the four stars, is like an arrow pointing toward the south celestial pole.